racing bobby calves, so anything as low as carcass weight, 25 kilos. And there was a couple of reasons. One, there were some animal welfare issues in terms of the transport and the housing of the animals prior to processing. But also our production system is really built for an average carcass weight of around 100, 120 kilo dressed weight, so on the veal floor.
And so there were some animal welfare concerns then about getting the bobby calves to the abattoir?
Well, look, it's just it's not as easy taking a young calf off mum and transporting it. There's a few protocols around there that we weren't sure whether it was managed or regulated. So just in case there was any issues that were unforeseen, we wanted to get on the front foot.
So what sort of response did you have from producers when you introduced that minimum weight limit?
Well, obviously the dairy producers were very disappointed because they'd been sending the cattle off to to our facility for some years, and they were disappointed. But look, we did explain that there were some very valid reasons behind it. One of which was that they weren't of any value to us to process at that weight.
Can you tell me about this program that you're looking at trialling with dairy processors now with the bobby calves?
Yeah, so essentially we're going to offer out a forward contract price for the delivery of those bobby calves. We're looking in the weight range of around 80 kilos dressed. What we expect is to get some feedback as to, you know, how effective and efficient that's going to be. So any other dairy farmers that will, and hopefully there's a few, take up the offer, we'll ask them to record a certain amount of information about their feed system for the bobby calves so we can have a look at the results. And, of course, we'll look at the carcasses and the yield and assess how successful or otherwise the trial is.
How long would it usually take to get a bobby calf to 80 kilos dressed?
Look, it could take up to 9 months, I'm hearing, so 6 to 9 months, depending on the feed system. And this is the sort of information we want to garner out of the industry so we can have a look at, feedback and whether there's an appropriate price mechanism or there's more an intensive operation required.
Okay, and so what sort of price are you likely to enter into with dairy producers?
Look, we're going out with the $4 carcass weight with no grading. There's a little bit of risk from our end in that because of the, we're not sure how they're going to yield. Apparently different breeds will yield differently. But look, we think it's worthwhile. The numbers that we're going to get in the trial don't leave us at a great risk, and I think it's very worthwhile. At least we start getting that information.
And what sort of market will there be for them? I mean, you're obviously going into this because there is a market.
Well, actually, we don't have an end-user market at the moment. So, I mean, we have to assess the quality of the product. We have to assess the attribute of the veal in terms of colour and conformation. So once we actually get to see the product fed out, then we can actually see whether there's something worth progressing with some chain. We think there might be an option overseas for the product, but again, it depends on how it comes out.
So what, looking at exporting to your Asian markets?
Could be Asian. It could even be US. But at this stage, we've got a fair bit of work to do.
And where is the co-op up to in this process? I believe that you're actually in the process of writing, approaching the local processors.
Yes, yeah, so we've sent some emails off to our local Norco, Richmond Dairies, and Paul's, just encouraging them to send out a notice that we prepared for them out to their member database or their producer database. Offering the expression of interest to contact us direct, and we can go from there.
And how many dairy farmers are you hoping will get involved? I mean, is there a number that you need, for a minimum number?
Look, there is no. I haven't put a minimum number on it. Obviously, the feedback straight up will be, well, yeah, that's worth exploring, and we'll see what numbers we get. Look, I'd be happy if we got, 20 to 30 producers. Over a wide range of breed and even region.
And so do you see a benefit in this program for both the co-op and the producer?
Oh, absolutely. What we're trying to do is add some value to a product that didn't have a lot of value. Look, if we get the product, we think we may be able to get out of it, depending on the feed ration and the feed system, then it could be a very good opportunity for all of us.
And what if you can't find a market?
Well, we'll go back to the drawing board and we'll come up with something else.
But you'll have committed to, you know, once the farmers start growing out the bobby calves, you'll have committed to buying them?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when we say, yep, yeah, we'll buy those cattle in the 6 months' time or 7 months' time, that price we will guarantee.
Okay.
When they deliver, we'll guarantee that price. We won't leave them hanging. If there is not a market and the price has to be adjusted, we would. I mean, I'm hoping the price can be adjusted up because the product we develop into a market is unsuccessful.